Good afternoon. I'm Vin Ebneau. Talks are starting between aides to President Joe Biden and moderate senators from both sides of the aisle on the new president's proposed $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package. That faces somewhat of an uphill climb, though. Some on the right are concerned about mounting deficits, but those on the left say no expense should be spared with lives and livelihoods at stake. Meanwhile, President Biden today will formally reinstate COVID-caused travel restrictions on non-U.S. travelers from Brazil, South Africa, Ireland, the U.K., and 26 other European countries, which allow travel across open borders. This reversing one of President Donald Trump's final executive orders amid new strains of the virus that are or may already be here. New Jersey colleges are still reeling due to the pandemic. Georgian Court University President Joseph Marbach says enrollment is down over 7%. The school actually enrolled more first-year students, but that was more than offset by losses of transfer students and in-graduate programs.
We think that many of our teachers who are high school teachers are feeling Zoom burnout, teaching on Zoom all day and then trying to take online classes in the evening.
Marbach says the 14 independent colleges in New Jersey have experienced a collective $160 to $180 million in COVID-driven deficits. They have received $80 million in federal aid to date. Were you able to get your first COVID vaccine? In Ocean County, anyway. The Ocean County Health Department has started sending out emails for you to schedule an appointment to get your second vaccination shot. It must be scheduled no sooner than 28 days out with the Moderna vaccine they administer at the clinics. Again, 28 days, no sooner, but possibly no later than 40 days after you're getting your first vaccine shot. Walmart stores will soon have the coronavirus vaccines available at several locations in New Jersey, including in Toms River. The chain said they're opening up the locations at the request of the state. Once their vaccination operation is up and running, Walmart expects to deliver 10 to 13 million doses per month when supply and allocation allow for it. COVID-related scams, especially more recently related to the vaccine, continue to go up, where con artists are calling people offering to bump them up on the qualification and appointment list in exchange for divulging personal information like your social security number and sometimes payment. Monmouth County Prosecutor Chris Grimicioni says if you're being asked to give out information like that, such as PIN codes, social security numbers, or Medicare ID numbers, hang up the phone.
Legitimate organizations and government agencies and medical professionals don't ask for this information over the phone, especially in return for trying to get you priority or access or qualified for a COVID vaccine.
You can report anything suspicious to the police or prosecutor's office and follow up with the county health department to go over any questions you have about the vaccine. In sports today, the Sixers are in Detroit playing the Pistons at 7. The Nets welcome in the Heat to the Barclays Center at 7:30. Weather today, a mix of sun and clouds, but more clouds for your Monday with highs around 40. Cloudy tonight, a chance for some rain overnight as well. Lows around 30. I'm Vin Ebneau on the Town Square, Jersey Shore News Network.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.